This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is Front Row on The Bigger Picture, and I'm Sharmila Ganesan. Arunagiri Sir Yuen Lam has been dancing since the age of 6 and is trained in Bharatanatyam, Odissi and Kathak. Recently, Giri developed an interest in hip-hop and dubstep, and last year, a video of him performing his own choreography combining dubstep, popping and Indian classical dance got over 100,000 likes in just 1 week online. Giri will be performing at a dance showcase called Seven Dances for Seven Dances by Geeta Shankaran Dance this weekend. Giri is joining me today to talk about his dance journey thus far. Thank you for joining me.
You're welcome, Shah. Thank you for giving me the opportunity, Sharmila.
So you've just completed your SPM, right?
Yeah, I just finished SPM, and boy, what a relief.
And what are you up to these days?
I keep myself occupied by updating my blog. I have a blog right now. And also working on my own choreographies, especially for my fusion pieces, because I realized that it's now attracting a lot of people, especially the younger generation, towards where Indian classical dance and modern dance is concerned, I mean, put together. So, yeah, I mean, my days are actually quite well distributed. I'm pretty relaxed and having a good time, actually, during this break.
So you come from a family of dancers, mm-hmm. Rather a family of performers. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. When did your own interest in dance begin?
Surprisingly to me, actually, I only started liking dance and having the interest for it only a few years ago. Because when I was younger, when I started at the age of 6, I didn't really have the right mind to understand the depth of going into Indian classical dance, or in this case, Odissi.
You learned from your mom.
I learned from my mom, yes.
Who is Geeta Shankaran Lam.
Yes, yes. And my mom, she would teach us again and again a lot of items. And at that time, it was very technical, more or less. And only over the years, I began to realize how much of the connection between my own emotions and feelings and the dance were really important. So it was only a few years ago when I started doing solos or duets with her or going out for music and dance festivals, that it really dawned on me that I really do want to dance, because dance has become one form of an expression for me. It has really helped me express how I feel, especially my deep feelings towards the people. That's pretty much what I would like to do.
And so you can dance, you're basically trained in Kathak?
Kathak, Odissi, Bharatanatyam, contemporary ballet, and also my recent liking. I mean, it's just a hobby, but hip-hop.
And hip-hop, was it something that you self-taught?
Yes. I started watching a few videos on YouTube, and I got really inspired by this dancer named Marky Scott. There was no fixed technique in the way he danced, but it was a unique technique on its own in the way he executed certain moves. It was very eccentric and very out of the norm. It wasn't something that you would see every day. So it kind of drew my attention, and that's what got me experimenting with Indian classical dance and modern dance as well.
So how did that idea come about? Let's combine Indian classical dance and hip-hop dubstep.
I don't know. I wouldn't say I did it. I managed to put it together on my own. On one side, it came from my parents, because mom and dad have actually thought of different ways to express deep feeling with Indian classical dance. And not just the regular traditional, you know, conventional way where you have to do this step, do this step, do this step. It's they took a different perspectives and put them all together. So that was one part of it. And it first started off with a dance student of mine, a Kathak student of mine. He had played a soundtrack which was rearranged by a famous artist, Mahesh Raghavan. Mm-hmm. And that song was Krishnani Begane. And when he played that song, it was so new. It really, you know, got me jiving inside. This was on one of the days of Navaratri, nine-night festival that we celebrate, and we perform at night, all night long. So it so happened that he played that song, and he had told me, you know, Giri, why don't you try and put your dubstep hip-hop to this music? And I was thinking, yeah, maybe I should give it a try. And just when I thought of doing it, my mom said, okay, Giri, you're on. You're going to do it just spontaneously. You know, I want you to do it
and
now.
And was this the video that ended up going viral?
Yes, yes.
It was a completely spontaneous
Yes, it was a completely spontaneous thing. I wasn't thinking of it before that. It only started on that particular night where the knowledge that I had of Indian classical dance and also hip-hop just put together, you know, I just wanted to see what it felt like. And it kind of, you know, created a roar in the audience, which was, you know, was kind of invigorating for me actually on that night itself.
These are very different dance traditions, yeah?
Yes.
And even in some ways, the idea of it being traditional versus untraditional, very structured.
Yeah, yeah.
And then hip-hop, while has a certain structure, is much more free-form.
Indeed, indeed. Yeah.
So the idea of putting them together and the feel of putting them together, what is it like for you?
Because I've been very open to so many different genres and dance styles, it wasn't really hard for me to put these two dance styles together, because when I really started looking into fusing together modern dance and Indian classical dance, my focus went on into how I could best present my feeling. Because in a way, with my knowledge of traditional dance and also contemporary ballet as well, it's a good feeling. It's a very wonderful feeling when you are able to go beyond your limits, especially physical-wise. And when you go beyond your limits, you actually realize how limited you are. And while those limits are there, you're still able to expand your own feeling and thought while you're dancing. So it was a bit of a struggle at first for me to put these two ideas together, because yes, you know, traditional dance, there's a certain rule to it. You know, you cannot just simply do whatever you like unless you have mastered and understood the vocabulary of it. That's compulsory.
Yeah.
And on the other hand, hip hop and modern dance, it's like you said, it's very free flow and it doesn't conform to a particular idea or concept. It's just very expressive. It's suggestive in a sense, I would feel.
Yeah.
So putting together these ideas was a bit of a struggle at first because of how, I would say, quirky it looked. And also because when I was first trying it out and experimenting, I had very little understanding of how capable my body was of doing these things, especially going beyond my limits. So I was very within my own comfort zone. So it did feel very awkward at first, and I did feel a little embarrassed trying to you know, show it outward. So I would try almost every day back at home. I would take my laptop and my speakers, bring it down to the playground, you know, just make some videos and see how I would look, you know, and then I would take it on from there. So what can I improve on? What is it that I'm lacking? So I would kind of self-analyze how I could put together these ideas. So yeah, I mean, that's how it came up to be something that I now love doing. I mean, now I don't have so much of a problem putting together because it's a good idea on its own.
What have been some of the reactions you're getting from both sides, the more traditional Indian classical dancing side and people who are, you know, into hip hop?
Well, most of the time, because it's something that is very stimulating and it's very eye catching. So most of the reviews and remarks that I got were positive ones, and some of it came from the older generation. Most of it came from the younger people. I mean, they were very amazed at how, you know, that I could, you know, transform something that was very fixed into something that can be fluid like, and at the same time merge those two and play around and mingle with those two concepts. I do remember seeing one comment. It was a very good criticism where I wasn't showing much classical or traditional moves in that particular video.
In that video,
yeah, it was all just very flowy and fluid like and just, you know, just free. So it kind of gauged the thought in me that, okay, so since I'm already to a certain level, so I can maybe try and balance out between how much I should, you know, express it traditionally and also in terms of modern dance as well.
So what is your piece in Seven Dances for Seven Dancers going to be? Is it also a fusion performance?
Yes, I decided to put together bits and pieces of Indian classical dance, not too specific. In this particular piece, I'm incorporating hand gestures from Indian classical dance. It's very general in terms of vocabulary. And also a little bit of what I know from contemporary ballet and also a bit of hip-hop and dubstep from there. It's not going to be the very high-tech EDM dubstep kind of music. It's it's very plain, soft, soothing kind of music. Is actually going to be by Colonial Cousins. The piece would be on Indian Rain.
And, of course, with a performance like this,
yeah,
the thing that people are drawn to when they first see it is kind of the novelty of it, right?
Yeah, yeah.
When you go on to choreograph new pieces,
yeah,
there has to be some amount of growth because you can't just rely on the novelty anymore.
Of course, of course.
How do you do that? How do you keep on looking at new ways to express this language that you've come up with?
Well, when the thing about me is that when I choreograph, it doesn't stay a choreography for long because I usually just let my intuition and my gut feeling tell me what to do when I'm on stage. And especially if it's a piece of my own and I'm using whatever I know, it's all very personal and emotional insight. It's only now especially for this piece that I'm doing on this weekend, I'm structuring parts of it so that, you know, it gives me certain cues so that I don't end up, you know, diving into the feeling and then never coming back out. Because that I have the tendency to do that. And which has happened for a lot of my previous pieces, my previous choreographies, it's never the same, you know, even me performing dancing to one particular song, it's never the same, you know, each time. It's always different each time. I mean, I just go with the way I feel, especially when I dance. But for this particular piece, I suppose I'm learning how to step in to the feeling and also step out at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
I try to find a balance between them. And in a sense, trying to not rely so much on the novelty. I suppose structuring it also kind of gives the audience and me as well a gist of my knowledge and technique in that sense. I know I'm not just throwing myself around and just relying on feeling.
You're going to be sharing the stage with six other dancers.
Yes.
What are some of the other performances? Who else is performing?
My sister Sangamitra is going to be performing. I have my other dance mates as well.
These are all students from Geeta Shankaran Dance.
Yes, yes, yes. My mom, she's been spending these last 6 months training the seven of us and trying to build and develop a core team that could perform out there on different platforms in different avenues, but also being versatile and not only just, you know, sticking to Odissi or Bharatanatyam. It would be, you know, an all-in-one kind of group.
So is the showcase going to have a variety of dance styles?
Of course, we will be showcasing Bharatanatyam, Odissi, Kathak, and as well as contemporary ballet, a bit of it. Then you have my piece, which is the hip-hop. I mean, I wouldn't say that my piece is specifically hip-hop, you know, flowy, fluid-like. Yeah, I would say it's contemporary ballet. It's a mix of everything put together, and it's just based on feeling. It's what our bodies can do in terms of how capable we are.
Right. And you have another performance coming up, right? In Penang with Radhimalar Govindarajan.
Yes, on the 1st of May.
And what is that performance going to be?
That's going to be a pretty much the same concept as what I'm doing for this weekend. We're putting together modern dance, modern styles and traditional styles as well. And this particular piece that Radhimalar and I are doing is going to be on a Leela, a Lalita Lavanga, where Krishna and Radha are meeting together, you know, and they kind of dance together, but we are taking it a little further by not just conforming Krishna and Radha to man and woman, lover and lover, You know, we're taking the concept in a way to more bit of abstract concepts. So what we're doing is that we are embracing dance not only just as what it was in the past traditionally and what it is now in modern times, but as a general component, you know, in our lives. Yeah, I would say it's actually quite a first time for me to be experimenting and going out there with another solo dancer. I would say this piece is challenging in a sense, where we both have to rely on each other's energies where our choreography is concerned. We look at each other, you know, for cues. We depend on each other's moves. We depend on each other's bodies. It is quite the challenge, which indeed I do enjoy. I mean,
so moving forward, what do you see yourself doing in terms of dance and, you know, having just finished Form 5?
Yeah,
you
of course plans. I have to continue studies. Well, in the short term, I've decided to pursue Form 6. Also because it's right now it's convenient for me and for my family as well. I will take it on from there once I'm done with Form 6. But at the same time, I have a lot of interest in doing physiotherapy because, one, it's related to sports and as well as dance, because I really love studying the human anatomy, you know, and it would be good that I have a backup career, I would say, to kind of depend on while I'm also dancing, you know, because I at the same time I wouldn't want to give up dance, because dance is with me. Dance is me. I am dance, and I enjoy dance. I would say I cannot live without dance.
Thank you for joining me today,
Thank
Giri.
You, Sharmila. Thank you so much.
I've been speaking to dancer Arunagiri Sirhuen Lam, who will be performing with 6 other dancers this Saturday and Sunday. The showcase is by Geeta Shankaran Dance and is called 7 Dances for 7 Dancers. Tickets are 30 ringgit and can be purchased by calling 017-6266-725 or 017-3055-385. If you missed any part of this interview or any previous Front Row segments, you can download the podcasts on our BFM app, which is available on the App Store or Google Play. You've been listening to Front Row on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.